Rahim Khan rubbed the scar with a gnarled finger. I was old enough to be his grandfather, and I was sitting there, blood gushing down my face, apologizing to that son of a dog. I poured him more tea. Rahim Khan talked some more. Much of it I knew already, some not. He told me that, as arranged between Baba and him, he had lived in Baba's house since 1981. This I knew about. Baba had sold the house to Rahim Khan shortly before he and I fled Kabul. The way Baba had seen it those days, Afghanistan's troubles were only a temporary interruption of our way of life. The days of parties at the Wazir Akbar Khan house and picnics in Paghman would surely return. So he had given the house to Rahim Khan to keep watch over until that day. Rahim Khan told me how, when the Northern Alliance took over Kabul between 1992 and 1996, different factions claimed different parts of Kabul. If you went from the Shahr-e-Now section to Karte Parwan to buy a carpet, you risk getting shot by a sniper or getting blown up by a rocket, he said, if you got past all the checkpoints, that was. You practically needed a visa to go from one neighborhood to the other. So people just stayed put and prayed the next rocket wouldn't hit their home. He told me how people knocked holes in the walls of their homes so they could bypass the dangerous streets and move down the block from hole to hole. In other parts, people moved about in underground tunnels. Why didn't you leave? I said. Kabul was my home. It still is, he said. He snickered. Remember the street that went from your house to the Qishla, the military barracks next to Istiqlal Middle School? Yes, I said. It was a shortcut to school. I remembered the day Hassan and I crossed it and the soldiers had teased Hassan about his mother. Hassan had cried in the cinema later, and I had put an arm around him. Well, when the Taliban rolled in, Rahim Khan said, and kicked the alliance out of Kabul, I actually danced on that street. And believe me, I wasn't alone. People were celebrating at Chaman, at De Mazang, greeting the Taliban in the streets, climbing their tanks and posing for pictures with them. People were so tired of the constant fighting, tired of the rockets and the gunfire, the explosions, tired of watching Gulbuddin and his cohorts firing on anything that moved. The alliance did more damage to Kabul than the Shorawi. They destroyed your father's orphanage, did you know that? Why, I said, why would they destroy an orphanage? I remembered sitting behind Baba the day they opened the orphanage. The wind had knocked off his caracal hat and everyone had laughed, then stood and clapped when he had delivered his speech. And now it was just another pile of rubble. All the money Baba had spent, all those nights he had sweated over the blueprints, all the visits to the construction site to make sure every brick, every beam, and every block was laid just right. Collateral damage, Rahim Khan said. You don't want to know, Amir John, what it was like sifting through the rubble of that orphanage. There were body parts of children. So when the Taliban came, I said, they were heroes, Rahim Khan said. Peace at last, I said. Yes, hope is a strange thing. Peace at last. But at what price?